Carrie and Tommy give each other the gift of laughter. Most days. If you want to give mum a great gift this Mother's Day, send some love with a fragrance like Issey Miyake for Women 100ml for only $79.99 from Chemist Warehouse.
Yeah, it is. Welcome to it for your Wednesday afternoon.
Wow, what a show we have for you today. I'm very excited about our show today.
Absolutely massive show, and we've dressed for the occasion. Don't look, we look pretty in pink because...
I know. You're wearing the new jumper that I got you
yes.
That says Tommy. Is it midriff or is it gone further than I thought?
It's got a bit of, it's, I mean.
It's very small.
It's very small. It's those type.
It looks good though. Pink suits you.
It's the type of jumper that you often see people and half their gunt is just hanging out.
Oh,
and
you're, okay. Whoa. Wow. Oh. Okay, we are wearing I'm wearing my favourite jumper because one of my favourite musicians, Tones and I, is on the show today. We're talking about a woman who only a few years ago was busking, living out of a van on the streets of Byron mm-hmm. and now has the most streamed song by a female artist on Spotify. Like, what a rise. She's been on Ellen, she's been on Fallon, she's going to be on our show this afternoon and... Yep. My son Ollie is going to show her a little bit of him playing yep. Dance Monkey. He's been working his butt off and I'm very nervous for him because every now and then he stumbles and I keep telling him it'll be okay, but the perfectionist in me is like, no, you got to nail it today.
You know what I love about you? Because doesn't matter how big the star is, you're always frugal because we get Tones and I and we get to have a chat to her and you've managed to go, hey, can you give my son a free piano lesson, please?
I think in life it's not often you get to meet people who inspire you and she's certainly inspiring his piano playing at the moment, so I thought, why not?
I love it.
Got to have some perks to the job. Got to pull yes. a few strings when I can, get in the good books with him. He's becoming a teenager. He's not going to like me for much longer.
I was going to say, maybe you owe him as well, because what we're going to talk about next, it sounds like you need to get some brownie points back.
Oh, I know. I've got a problem. I need the help of the people, so stay tuned. I feel like there's someone out there that will be able to solve this practical dilemma for me.
I bet you're getting the people now to teach him some other skill, aren't you?
Homeschooling.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
It's getting cold and because of lockdown, winter arrived. No, it hasn't officially arrived, but the cold arrived before I had a chance to get the kids winter clothes, right? And the problem with children is they grow so fast, you can't often carry over clothes from the year before, right? And so my poor son, Ollie... he's had such a growth spurt that he has nothing he can wear. He's wearing shorts and a t-shirt at the moment. So I did an online shop, which is what we're all doing at the moment. And yes. I've been waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting some more.
And let me guess, he's grown too big by the time the clothes got here.
This morning the pack arrives and I'm like, oh my God, your trackies finally here.
Trackies.
What?
Well, they're just the best ISO wear. It's all I've worn the whole time we've been in.
Okay, for years he refused to wear them. I've just got him onto trackies and he's like, why haven't I been wearing trackies? I'm like, mate, I don't know.
Because do you think that grey trackies on a man should be illegal?
Are you judging my purchase here? Because that's what I got him.
No, are they grey? Okay. No, well, he's young. I just think grey trackies tend to show outlines of things more than other trackies.
Don't ruin it. Oh, that's weird.
I didn't know you got him grey trackies, mate.
Well, you can see me holding the hoodie in my hand that's grey.
That's a hoodie, though.
Yeah, well, I got him a matching tracksuit bottom. Is that what you meant to do? Should I not got it matching?
Well, I don't know, but I don't automatically assume if you've got a jumper, you've got a matching tracksuit.
Well, that's what you do when you're a kid. Anyway, it's arrived.
No, that's what I still do now.
It's arrived. Now, the only problem I have now that it's arrived is listen to this.
Oh, you've left a pack of Tic Tacs in the pocket.
Can you hear that, everybody? That is the sound of the shop tag still stuck to the freaking hoodie jumper.
Why is there a tag on internet shopping?
No, but now I have to send it back and I don't have time to send it back and then it's going to take another 6 months to arrive and it'll be summer and you won't be able to wear it and it'll be two sizes bigger.
I don't get it. Who's robbing your website?
I wonder whether they've had so many orders that they've had to then go get stock from in-store because all the in-stores have closed.
Because
so maybe they've moved them online.
I know what's happened here. They've stolen that from a bricks-and-mortar shop and sold it online and that's why it's still got the tag on it.
I don't think they've stolen it. I think they've just moved it.
Either way,
I don't have time to take it back. I'm not taking it back. I'm going to deal with this myself. Like in ISO, I've started cutting hair. I've started painting front doors. I am going to try and remove this tag myself.
Hang on. Then how come you're about to go to the phones for people to help if you're going to do it yourself?
Because like with Carrie's cuts, I needed someone to hold my hand through it the first go. First time I've ever tried to steal and rip a tag off a jumper. So I need my hand held. And I'm sure someone out there on 131060 has had to get one of these stupid tags off before. Preferably not when you stole it. I'd really love if it was someone accidentally had it.
I've had it happen to me before, but it was a T-shirt and I ended up throwing a brick at it and nothing worked and I ended up ripping it off and I just had a little rip in my T-shirt.
Is that all? There was no dye?
There was no dye. No, but I didn't get it open. I didn't get it open. I think you're thinking about when you rob a bank and they put a dye bomb
in the bag. No, there used to be dyes on here and then when you try and rip it open, it would stain your top.
And suddenly you're speaking like you've got a lot of experience.
I remember growing up, you'd always see a kid with a stained top and you'd know.
Is that kid you? No. Is this what they called you?
No. I didn't steal jumpers as a kid, okay? I did steal something once, but it wasn't a
shirt. What'd you get?
When we lived in America when I was 5, we went into a toy store and I stole this little toy and we got to the car and Mum had said nothing and we got to the car and she said, you need to turn around, go return that and say sorry.
And what was it?
I don't know, some stupid little, kid's plastic toy.
And did you get halfway and throw it in the gutter and then walk back to the car and say, did it,
Jen? No, I returned it and the lady was so lovely. She said I could still keep it. Which wasn't a very good moral end of the story. Anyway,
so we need 13, people.
1060. I need help. I need help.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Because you've got an issue.
Yeah, I finally had Ollie's tracksuit that I ordered online months ago, it feels like now, arrive, and the tag's been left on. So I refuse to return it. I cannot go through the process again. It'll be next year by the time it comes back. So I need help getting the tag off. I'm going to take matters into my own hands.
What do you have about going back to Big W and just returning it?
I didn't.
What's the problem?
Okay, stores are closed at the moment. I don't know if Big W is open or not, but I didn't get it from there, so I can't take it back to Big W. But the store I got it from isn't open. It's only online at the moment. So then I have to go to the post office, I have to package it up and have to pay to send it back. I don't want to do that. Okay. I shouldn't have to do that.
Yeah, fair enough. Jasmine, can you help? Because she's stolen an item of clothing and wants to know how to get away with it.
So my kids' Christmas clothes came with tags on online orders. My partner gave me a pair of pliers that cut wire and we cut the tag off.
Was it a big wide disc or a small one?
A big wide disc. Okay. So, and then it's got the little pin in it. So if you push the clothes down and then cut up close to where the top of the disc is, you can actually get the pin out.
Jasmine, what I love is because he's following your instructions but does not have pliers. She's just doing it with her hands. Jasmine, I also love that you're
a blue thing that pops up and down, which makes me think it's ink. Do things have ink in them anymore, or is that not
the ones that I took off didn't have ink?
No. Okay.
Jasmine, I love so much that your fella got you pliers, but still let you do the cutting. That's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A bit of initiative.
Yeah, I reckon it's nice.
Okay.
Because it's probably the fun bit because it's got scissors.
Would scissors work?
Oh mate, you're going to cut your
finger.
It's
the metal like pin in it.
Sorry. Oh, shit.
Have you just cut the jumper?
No.
Hang on, because that's only one. Thanks, Jasmine.
Okay.
Go to the next one.
Okay. Who have we got? Cameron, what am I going to do?
Who?
You there? Cameron, help me.
Yeah, gotcha.
What am I going to do?
Freeze it.
Freeze it?
Word is you can freeze them, smash it, the ink freezes. If it's got ink in it.
How do I know if it's got ink in it, Cameron?
That I can't tell you.
I think I know. It says warning on the front and then it's got something that looks like it's broken, right? And when it's broken in the middle, it's got drops dripping out everywhere. Do you think that means that's ink?
Yep, that'd be an ink one.
I mean, the benefit of that is it'd change the colour. You could use the ink on the pants so they're not grey.
Cameron, is it a problem buying a man grey tracksuit pants?
Look, I wouldn't necessarily buy them. I maybe would, with Tommy on that one. And I would definitely wouldn't have bought a matching jumper either.
Cameron, you're the best.
Oh,
see, they won't be able to even see the tag. They'll be so distracted by the outline of
Sandra. Help me. Am I freezing this, Sandra? What am I doing?
No, what you need is a really, really strong magnet, and you put it together and you pop it as well.
That's so much easier because you just need a really strong magnet.
Where do I get one of them from?
Or
yep.
Pull the clothes back and you bang it really hard on the corner of a bench. And that will pop
bang
it off.
I can do that.
Bickers, bang
I can
it.
Do it.
Give it a bang.
Hold on.
Bickers.
Okay, but bang is it, Sandra, is that going to mean the ink goes everywhere?
If it's ink, it'll be either a red or a yellowy colour ink bottle on one end.
So, yes.
But if you don't have that, there's no ink.
Sandra, do you think if men wear grey tracksuit pants, you can see an outline of their peen?
Depends on if they're tight or not.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Doing it all thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Find the perfect gift for mum this Mother's Day. Get Tierra Mugler Angel 25ml for $5.59.99 at Chemist Warehouse.
How much? $59.95. Guys, it's coming soon, Mother's Day, Sunday, May 10th.
Yes.
I saw a funny meme the other day. I never know if it's a meme or just a funny quote. I think it might have just been a funny quote that said something like, "Dad's just a heads up, the school won't be doing a Mother's Day gift with your children and sending it home. You will need to go purchase something." And it made me realise that, yes, dads, go to Chemist Warehouse. Get a present because one's not coming home from school this year.
You know what you can do? You can get mum a beautiful fragrance and then also if your mum's getting on a bit, you can get them those nose waxing things. You know,
No, mum wants that for Mother's Day, mate.
You put in your nose and then you wait till it sets and then yoink and all your nose hairs come out.
No, you know it would be a great Mother's Day present if the men did that to their noses so that we could kiss men without a lot of nose hair.
Why are you kissing our noses, you weirdo?
No, but I don't know why we're the ones that need to.
A real insight into your personal life.
We need to clean out our nasal passages when you're not.
We're not expecting women to come tongue heavy in our nasal passage. What are you doing?
Well, then why do you want us to clean ours out?
I don't care if you wax your nose or not, mate.
Well, then why would you suggest that as a Mother's Day gift?
This is pretty rich from the woman.
A men's hair.
Who waxed my nose. Are you forgetting that you did this to me live on air?
What do you mean?
You made me put those things up my nose
on
air.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did. When we were in the other cupboard.
I would never do something like that.
Oh, mate. You made me suck snot out of your nose.
I did do that. That was
fun. Hey, Tones and I is joining us later in the show. It's so exciting for us, but also for your son, Ollie, who's going to show off his much-practiced piano skills.
He's so nervous. Yes, that's coming up later on.
If it goes well, we get him a medal. If it goes badly, we wax his nose. Interesting competition. Up next, though, Bickers, we bring back one of our listeners' most favourite segments in the world. That's next.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. This is Carrie and Tommy.
Oh, Bickers, it's been a while.
We interrupt this broadcast with breaking news.
Here is the latest news.
The latest news.
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 News. From across the Dutch.
Are you wearing Bickers purple velour tracksuit?
I
just
might
at
be.
Your legs. What is that?
Well,
is that
stop looking at my legs for then, you pervert.
No, I just
keep
they go
your
really
eyes
well
up
with
here,
your,
please.
With your pink top that you're wearing.
You put me in this pink top.
I know, I didn't know you were wearing purple velour on the bottom. And you're
What's happened to
a
your
grey
voice?
Tracksuit pant.
What's happened to your voice?
What? You do the voice, I don't remember. I can't do the voice.
Hey, Bickers, ask me what's going on in New Zealand.
I know that they've exited from their stage 4 restrictions.
I didn't say, tell me what's going on in New Zealand. I said, ask me what's going on in New Zealand.
What's going on in New Zealand, Tommy?
The restrictions have lifted a bit.
Yes, I knew that.
Muckers is now open.
Mm.
What's your favourite thing to get from McDonald's?
I like a quarter pounder with cheese.
Say it in the accent.
I can't. A quarter pounder with cheese.
Who's that Scottish guy? Well,
Queues around the...
Oh, Bickers, can you stop interrupting my news bulletin?
I'm
just
Sorry.
About to get to the bit where the cars were around the block because everybody went, Muckers is open. I want a McMuffin or a Big Mac, or a McChicken, or a cheeseburger, or a nugget. How about a nugget? I'll have a hash brown.
Are you just reading the menu? What would you order if you could order anything right now?
A fillet of fish.
No, you wouldn't. No one orders a fillet of fish.
I'm a big fan of the quarter pounder.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, it's delicious. It's not just good, it's delicious.
Yeah, anyway, I remember in my early 20s, I'd go past Macca's and I'd get a quarter pounder.
So sorry, Buckers, but in
KFC
that accent, I just
and
don't
get my
care.
Chips and then I'd go to a petrol station and get chocolate and lollies for dessert. God, it's so good.
What happened to those days? Are those days now and you're saying it's just in the past?
I do love a bit of fast food. Yep.
Buckers, get on the accent.
I don't do the accent. I do like a bit of fast food.
Good to chat with our man Sachin there for just a couple of seconds. Nice to have a guest reporter from News from Across the Ditch.
Hey, Tell me more about what's happening in New Zealand with the
Maccas. Buckers, you won't believe this bit of news. Who's our Prime Minister, Buckers?
Ours, Scott Morrison.
No, oh, bloody hell, Buckers, you're in character. Who's our Prime Minister?
Jacinda Ardern.
Yes, Jacinda Ardern. And guess who Jacinda Ardern got a call from?
Scott Morrison.
No, shut. What am I dealing with? No,
Trump.
Buckers, Jacinda Ardern.
Boris Johnson.
Shut up, Buckers. She got a call from none other than Queen Lizzie.
What?
Queen Lizzie gave her a call. Yes.
Wow.
So how about you play the part of
the Queen.
And I'll play the part of Jacinda. So ring, 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 ring. Hello, this is Jacinda Ardern, Prime Minister of New Zealand speaking. Who's this?
Hold on. At the end of the day, it's Queen Lizzie here wanting to let you know you've done a very, very good job down there in New Zealand.
Done a good job. I assume this is about reclaiming the title for the world's steepest street in Dunedin, is it, Queen Lizzie?
Hold on. At the end of the day, that's the only way I can get to the accent. At the end of the day, I was just calling to see if you could house Prince Harry for a while. Why have I got
Hey, Queen Lizzie, your accent's gone bad. But just while I've got you, our Maccas have reopened. And would you like a Big Mac? Or perhaps a McMuffin, or perhaps a cheeseburger, or perhaps
a nugget.
Harry Bickmore and Tommy Little.
It's time for Bickmore's Bits.
Here we go now.
A lot of people doing DIY stuff at the moment because of Corona,
yeah.
But nothing as ouchy as this first story. There's a couple in Essex. I won't do the accent once again. But Paul Cutting, his name is, very fitting that his name's Paul Cutting, and his wife Karen. Now, Karen has an aching molar. It's been going on for weeks. He said it's like putting your head in a lion's mouth. He could see how much pain she was in. The painkillers weren't touching the sides. She couldn't eat. She couldn't sleep. So he tried to take her for an emergency dental appointment. They said it's not an emergency enough, all right? And there was only emergency appointments happening over with the NHS at the moment in England.
Didn't even know that was a category. Emergency.
So Paul Cutting, 71, decided to take matters into his own hands and he yanked out Karen's aching molar with a pair of pliers and the help of a couple of alcoholic drinks. Have a listen. You can hear the moment that you hear the snap of the the molar coming out.
Okay.
Just do it quick.
Open your mouth.
You love me?
You love me?
Oh, I bet after that they had to go to emergency.
Oh, God, man, don't try that.
My old man used to do the piece of string around the door handle, piece of string around the tooth, shut the door.
Oh. Yep. I'm not good with teeth. There's something about it all that just makes me feel a bit queasy inside. I feel sick now.
Yeah.
From something that'll make you feel sick, that something will give you a real chuckle, Tom Cruise going mental. I mean, Tom Cruise never goes a bit cray-cray, does he?
What do you mean?
I mean, he jumps on couches, sure. But what about, take yourself back to 1983 when he was auditioning for a role in The Outsiders with PT Rob Lowe, Emilio Estevez, and I don't know who this guy is, C.T. Thomas Howe.
How do you see Thomas? How do you see Thomas?
Anyway, what was C. Thomas Howell is. Anyway,
why did you read out the name?
Because I thought it was another person that we'd know. Anyway, you know
Emilio
Estevez.
Let's go into who directed it.
Right?
Let's give the Soundo a shout out. What about the guy who swings the boom?
No, him and Rob Lowe had both landed a part in the Francis Coppola directed film, The Outsiders.
So many names, mate.
And Rob Lowe was on a podcast talking about how they were
What's
about to check in.
What's your favourite Francis Ford Coppola movie?
to a hotel, and Tom Cruise found out they were going to have to share a room, and he went off his tits.
So it was me and Tom Cruise and Emilio and C. Thomas Howell, and we got first time I ever stayed at the Plaza Hotel, and we check in, and Tom finds out that we're sharing a room.
Okay, that's the
and just goes ballistic. And the notion that a 18-year-old actor with a seventh lead in Taps could have that kind of like wherewithal.
Yeah.
You know? I remember going, wow, this guy is the real deal. I mean, it made me laugh and it was gnarly, but at the end of it, you can't argue with the results. He's had his eye on the ball since day one.
So and if you're wondering who he was chatting to, he's on the Dax Shepherd podcast.
and what are we doing with that? Are we doing 13, 10, 60? Are you over 50 and still saying the word gnarly?
No, I did think that was a nice addition, though.
Or are we doing Where's Thomas Howe Now?
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Not far away, Tones and I on the show.
Because it's very exciting, Tones and I is coming up. And I tell you what, it's really put a bit of a pep in an otherwise slightly flat day.
Are you feeling flat today, mate?
I'm just, you know how you have days, particularly at the moment, where you're just a bit for no reason?
Yes, I do.
You just want to get out and go to pubs and see your friends and see your family. And it's very easy to just be a bit And I realised that I've started doing things with a new perspective, and I need your guidance of whether or not this is healthy.
Okay, talk to me.
So I've been through waves of at the start of this, I was drinking a bit more than usual, and then I went, oh no, and I stopped pretty much full stop, and I was getting really fit. And now I think I'm going back the other way, but just with little things like
eating
I
a
had
lot.
No, just eating a lot, yes.
I mean, you eat at the moment throughout our entire show. Do you notice that?
Yes. Yeah, I do.
I mean, yesterday, let's play a game. Can anyone guess what this is? That was a cup of soup. And then today it was...
Yeah.
Yeah, it's chewing gum.
Yeah. I felt bad because I think someone asked if my line was staticky before and it was actually just me chewing on chips.
But okay, I've started, so it's like, not just that. Yeah.
Well, I started just eating, like I had cookies and cream ice cream for breakfast.
For breakfast?
Because I just thought, well, with all these health things that are happening at the moment, it's not going to be poor eating that kills me.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
And so...
So you'd rather get some other sugar-induced disease?
This is why I need your guidance here.
Mm-hmm.
Have you done anything... with the thought, oh, well, there's bigger problems. Like I started having bacon sandwiches as well, and bacon sandwiches usually for me is like a treat, and I'm having them every day now because I'm just like, wow, you know, there are bigger issues out there.
Yeah, I mean, I pretty much stopped exercising because I decided that we're all in lockdown together. I can deal with it on the other side.
See, you're doing the same thing that I'm doing.
Yeah, but then my mental health went backwards, so then I'd start exercising again. So it didn't last long. That's the thing.
Yes.
It's hard when you're not wired like that. It's hard to just commit to ice cream for brekkie every morning.
Yeah. But okay. So, I mean, I'd love to hear from people on 13, 10, 60. Have you started just giving up in other aspects of your life?
I mean, I've stopped wearing proper clothes. If I'm not coming to work, I pretty much spend the entire day in pyjamas or tracksuit pants.
Yeah.
Because
and
why
is that
bother?
A win? Is that a win?
Yeah.
Is it a win or a loss?
That's a win. Why dress up when no one's going to see it?
Yeah. Are you and Chris doing those date nights at all where you get dressed up for each other, or has that both just gone out the window?
What do you think?
With the tone of voice, I'm guessing no.
Wait, we don't have time for date nights. Last night I was up doing bloody homework till 9:30 at night. It's not a lot of date night going on.
What homework are you doing?
I was helping Ollie. He left it to the last minute.
Till 9:30 at night?
Yes. Well, I don't get home till 8:30 from project.
Just tell him not to do it. It's this one chance in life that he can have a really cool teacher, and because he's being homeschooled, and you're being the worst teacher he's ever had because you're being a narc and making him stay up from 9:30.
So I guess what you're saying is you want him to do exactly the segment we're doing now, not worry
about
it. Let go
of his education.
Throw caution to the wind, because something
Absolutely.
Big is going to get us.
I'm having cookies and cream for breakfast. He's uneducated. You're wearing tracky dacks. We're all letting ourselves go. 13:10:60. What have you just given up on because you decide there's bigger problems in the world right now and I'll deal with it on the other side? Give us a call.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
The Joe Bros, that's what a man got to do. It's Carrie and Tommy for your Wednesday arvo.
Is that what we're calling them now, Jess?
Yeah, the Joe Bros. I don't know. I heard someone call say it, so I thought I'd go with it.
who said that?
I don't know. I just heard it somewhere.
See,
do you
Jess
not like
just,
it?
I mean, it sounds a bit wankering, to be honest.
All right,
but it's okay.
I'll put it in the holster, mate. We'll come back to
No, I don't mind the Joe Bros because...
I reckon Jess should just do him at the moment. I feel like he should embrace the sentiment you're saying. There's bigger problems than worrying about whether they're the Joe Bros or the Jonas Brothers.
Joe Bros won't kill us.
I love how you said the Joe Bros or the Jonas Brothers because you got concerned that people weren't going to know what we were talking about.
I mean, I then had a slight concern that they weren't even the Jonas Brothers.
Can we do that as a game tomorrow? You make up nicknames for the artists on the station. We have to guess who they are.
Done.
Great.
Thank you. We're all letting ourselves go in some aspect of our life, and I think good. There's bigger problems in the world, and so let's just embrace it because you haven't tanned and you're translucent in colour.
My girlfriend said to me when we went for a walk the other day, oh, my God. I said, what? She said, is that the real colour of your skin? I said, yes. And it had been so long since any form of tan had touched my skin that I am so white. It's a shock. It's a shock to people.
I mean, it'd be more shocking if it was the other way and you were just black underneath all these years because it's been doing white face for a long time. Janet, what have you letting go?
Hey, guys. My acrylic nails. I haven't had nails on now for about 5 weeks.
Yep.
So I wear gloves out in public now, not to worry about the coronavirus, but because people will see my ugly hands.
But isn't it giving them a chance, Janet, to rejuvenate, you know, to get strong again?
I don't know. I don't care. Because they're as thin as paper anyway. So, no, I don't care. I've had them on for like 3 years nonstop. And when I took them off, I just went, I've got chicken feet for fingers.
Jan, are the acrylic nails, are they, forgive my ignorance, are they the ones you stick on the top?
They're like a liquid and a powder, and then they sort of paint it on and sort of make a little, and you have a little tip on the end as well.
Oh, and so then does this mean at the end of this you're going to have quite long nails, like the Guinness World Records guy where they curl up?
No. My nails are, I'm a nail biter.
Oh, non-existent nails.
Yeah.
Yeah, I see
Janet,
what's going on.
Do you ever go for a little bit of nail art?
Yeah, when I went to Vietnam, I did the whole full-on Diamante bling bead thing, black coffin nails, as long as I could get them, with diamantes and little stones and beads and all that sort of stuff.
Is that cool? Is that vajazzling? Is that what that is?
That's not vajazzling.
Yes, bedazzling. Yes, it's bedazzling. It was very bedazzled. It was, and only could get away with it in Vietnam.
Good on you, Jan. Great stuff. Hey, Janet, just before we let you go, I really like you, and so I'd like your opinion on something. Do you think Jesse should refer to them as the Joe Bros?
What, sorry?
Yeah, that's fair enough, Janet. Thank you. Let's go to Rochelle. Rochelle, do you have any feelings about Jonas Brothers versus the Joe Bros?
I don't like either of them.
Yeah, good stuff.
Great. That's what you want to know. If you just played the song.
Rochelle, what have you given up on?
Clothing in general. Me and the family are just rocking around in undies, and that's about it.
Are you? And how? Yep. How, I mean, are they fresh undies, or are you giving up on washing them as well?
Nah, fresh ones every day. And the youngest one just wears his nappy.
Oh, that's freeing.
Rochelle, it's funny you say that because we had a problem with our NBNs. We had all these electricians fixing all the NBN in our house because we couldn't get any internet. And I only realised after they'd been there for about 2 hours that I still had my robe on, and I just didn't care. And it was quite liberating to just think that no one cares. We're all okay with just dressing down being what you wear.
Does everybody have robes? I don't have a robe. Am I missing out?
Oh, you need a robe, mate.
I thought that was a hotel thing.
No, like a plush.
It's too hot for a robe.
Oh, no, I love a robe. And then you don't wear anything underneath, Rochelle. You go naked underneath, but you have the robe on.
Jesse, yeah. we could get matching robes and we could be the robe rose.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. Joining us now is one of my favourite artists. I know one of yours too, yep. Tommy. A big hit in our household. You may know her from busking in Byron Bay. She's also the most the most streamed female artist on Spotify. Would you please welcome to the show, Tones and I.
G'day, guys. Hi.
Hey, legend.
Hello. How are you going in lockdown? We've been chatting and you've been saying you've been doing heaps of exercise.
Yeah, so we've just been trying to keep a structure, so, you know, try and keep our minds healthy. So we've just been, like, waking up and doing, you know, a bit of exercise, going for a walk and having breakfast and then just, I guess, working on the album.
Tones, are you missing playing live?
Yeah, I miss it so much. I guess that's why I kind of put myself in this kind of structure because I was on a world tour and it was so full on. And then I got back and I really, at the start, I was really happy about it. I was like, oh, God, this is great. This is like time off I didn't know I'd have. I was meant to only have 4 weeks off this whole year and write an album in between touring on a bus. So it really gave me time. And then after a week, I was like, whoa, I feel horrible. Like, I feel like my mood's dropping. And I think that's when I decided I have to keep, like, a structure and a schedule. So I miss it so much.
We were chatting earlier, Tones, and we were talking about those days in Byron Bay. You're living in the van with your mates in the hostel. What do you miss most about those days?
I probably just miss the freedom. And I know that people might think once you, you know, become, I guess, successful in the music industry, you're free to do whatever you want. It's almost the opposite. I do a lot of stuff that I want to do. Everything that I'm doing is for myself and my career and for my happiness. But feeling more free as in, like, you know, living in your van where you can drive wherever you want and just playing music, setting up wherever you want and making enough money just to get by, it felt really free. So it's a bit of a yin and a yang thing. And, you know, just being able to be around all my friends that also lived at the hostel, I miss them all. They're all from different countries, so they've all gone home as well. So, you know, just those kind of things.
Did you ever get bed bugs, Tones? Whenever I think of living in a hostel, I think bed bugs.
Apparently there were bed bugs at one point, but I was in a van, so they had like a van car park at the hostel, then the hostel room, and I was lucky enough to be in my own van.
I think fame's such an interesting thing. You've been, you know, on a billboard in Times Square. You don't get more famous than that. Your world is just exploded, but then you've written a song called, you know, You Can't Be Happy All the Time. I think that's really fascinating to think that all the things we expect fame to bring, all that happiness, for you there were times when you couldn't have been more unhappy.
Yeah, I think there was a point where when we were coming up to the Arias last year, after I'd had such huge success, the next day when I woke up, I had this overwhelming sadness of, like, not wanting to celebrate it, not wanting to celebrate with my fans, not wanting to celebrate anywhere on social media, as I thought it was just, like, a black hole of people that just wanted to bring you down. And it only took me a little bit after that to realise that there's so much good there as well and to focus on those live performances, which is the reason that I do all this, is I've always played live. I've always been a buster. Before that, I played at pubs. So, like, that's what I've always done. This is the longest I've ever gone without playing live in the last 5 years. So I think that, you know, what happened there was a kind of a dark space where I was like, why am I not happy? This is meant to be exciting. And then I had to just switch my mind over and really focus on those good things because there are so many good things and now it's, you know, it's better.
talking about some of those better things. I want to hear about your life as a baller. Can you stick around and tell us about that?
Let's do it.
More with Tones and I on the other side of this.
It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little. This is Carrie and Tommy.
Tones and I joins us on the phone at the moment.
Tones, I love your music, but I think the first time I realised that you were an awesome person was an article I read where you said you're never going to stop busking. And I thought, how awesome for now an international superstar to say they're still going to take to the streets and sing. Why is that?
I think that it's something that's so genuine. I think that if I said, hey, guys, I'm going to go busk in the middle of Melbourne on this date at this time, people would come down. But if I, you know, put a wig on, wore a disguise, I had no sign up and started busking, you're going to get people that don't know anything about you, aren't fans, and stop and listen to your music. And I think that's the most genuine thing. And, you know, I can remember, like, little kids, old people, everyone in between, couples, for hours they'd just sit there and listen to me busking and dance, and it was just the best feeling. And there was no expectations. No one had to do anything. No one had to cheer. No one had to stop. And I think that that's the purest form of, you know, I guess, acceptance.
I love that you're not only a talented singer, but you're a bloody talented basketballer. Are you a different person on the court to what you are in front of a keyboard? Like, does a different side of you just come out when you're running down the court?
I took my basketball pretty seriously. I can't speak for Tones 3 years ago. I'd like to say I was a fair player. I've had my moments. I think everyone that played, I don't want to lie. But I think all in all, like, I think the team, the fact that it was a team sport made me a better person. I was okay. I know one of my best mates, Tal, she was born to be the captain of any sporting team. She's got such a good attitude. She's such a good person. I kind of flopped in and out of that. Sometimes I was fighting my own teammates for court time at training, and you know, then in the, you know, I was very protective over my team, but I definitely, all in all, like, I was a good person about it. But I guess I did flop out of being, you know, a little bit aggressive to kind of a good sport.
But you were really good. Do you wish you'd ever, like, you'd kept playing?
Yeah, I do. I always think this, right, and it's true, but it's also a little bit sad, and it's not even just a female thing in Australia, but the way I see it is, in Australia, as a female, even to be on the Australian basketball team, you'd almost still need a side job, you know, which is kind of true. You know, you can go to the Olympics and you still need to get another job when you get back. And it's really hard to build a career off that. And even if you do, you know, you're only in it for a few years, and then, you know, your best hope is to do a few commercials or, you know, go into it. Just, it's hard. It's a really hard thing to do, even though you work your whole life for something. I think with all sports, with all athletes, whether they're male or female, we have to recognise that even though they might have this short 10-year gap where they can do this thing, that they've worked their whole life to get there. And I think that the reality of that got more and more apparent, you know, as I got older. I went to a basketball school, and the whole point was trying to get into a US college. But my friends that did end up going to college over in America, and now they, you know, they're in the championship college basketball, won the whole thing. And they say in the interview at the end, what do you want to do after this? Like, I'm going to go into accounting. And, you know, it's just, it's hard, you know.
Tones, we're so excited to have you on the show. But another person who is very, very excited as well is Carrie's son, Ollie. He's sitting up in Carrie's house and has been practicing twinkling away on his keyboard.
We've heard Dance Monkey in our house, I reckon, every day for 3 months. It's what made him fall in love with playing piano again. He got moved off all the classical stuff and started playing your song. He's a bit nervous, so be kind to him. But on the other side of this song, are you okay if we bring you a bit of Dance Monkey on behalf of my son's beautiful piano player?
Yeah, absolutely.
This is Tones and I with Bad Child. More with Tones and I coming up next.
Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
Tones and I's new single, Bad Child, which is out now.
And it's not just us, because...
Yes. It is also, I was going to call him Twinkle Toes, but he's not a dancer.
It's Twinkle Toes.
My beautiful son, Ollie, has joined us now because he's been playing Tones and Eyes here with us as well. Sorry, I'm welcoming my son before I'm welcoming our international artist. But he's been practicing Dance Monkey for months now, and he's going to play it now for Tones and I. Take it away. Ollie, do you want to say hi first?
Hi.
Did you say hi to Tones?
He's like, Mum, don't embarrass me.
Tones, just before Ollie starts, is there any pump up or anything you need to say to kind of get Ollie in the real like Dance Monkey mood?
Just get into it. Don't close your eyes, you might need them, but just really get into it, Ollie.
Go for it, Ollie.
Feel free to sing along, because we certainly can't.
Tones, what do you think?
He's straight off the bat, Ollie, you're better than I am. So don't be having a weirdly high pitched voice and coming to my spot.
He actually does a very good job trying to sing along two tones, but I didn't want to embarrass him by making him do that too.
I wanted to sing along, but then he's playing the melody, and I was like, I want to listen to this because I don't play the melody.
Well, thank you so much. You're absolutely fabulous. We can't wait to chat again soon. And, yeah, keep being so wonderful, honestly. We're so proud to be able to call you Australian. You're a top bird.
Thank you so much, guys, and thank you for the chat. And it's been a long overweighted chat, but I'm really happy that I got the chance to speak to you.
You're a legend. Thanks, Tones.
Thanks, Tones. Thank you.
Thanks, Ollie.
See you guys.
Thanks, all. Well done.
Bye, Ollie.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Cusie and Ed are here.
How good was your trivia night, hey?
Good fun.
It was so fun.
Yeah, it was great.
How would you have gone, if you guys were a team, how would you have gone?
I would have won, I reckon.
Wow.
Yeah, you've got good general knowledge like that, Cusie.
Yeah, I was pretty confident. I mean, a lot of them. Some of them I didn't know.
No, there's some of them, as you were reading them, some of them you didn't know even then.
Well, I was very nervous trying to read out the answer because what if you get it wrong, you know? So,
and I'm not dyslexic. Do you know who C. Thomas Howell is?
Yeah, the actor.
Yeah, who's C. Thomas Howell?
He's an actor.
Yeah, give me a bit more information than that.
At a blockbuster, though.
Yeah, I worked at Wilkes. Oh, God. Hang on. Let me go through the archives. He's been in a million things. He's one of those guys like Ted McGinley and those sort of like, he's like, oh, that guy. He's one of those, oh, that guy. He's a classic, oh, that guy.
Yeah, he's in The Outsiders in 1983.
In the what? The Outsiders?
Yeah, anyway.
Can
I get one bit of information from The Outsiders that had Dylan, what's his name in it?
Well done.
What's his name?
Matt Dillon?
What's his name? Dillon.
Matt Dillon. Yeah. Was Matt Dillon in that?
Emilio Estevez. Yes, he was. Tom Cruise.
Yes, thank you. Rob
Lowe. Was C. Thomas Howell in E.T.?
Yes.
Was he the dad in E.T.?
I'm not sure.
Okay. We're scratching around it. Why do you ask that?
I always forget that Drew Barrymore was in E.T.
Yeah, no, yeah, absolutely.
Was she the little girl?
No, she played E.T.
Did you not know that, Karen?
I've never seen E.T.
No, she was absolutely...
I don't know.
You got a problem. You're fearful of aliens.
Yeah, I was too scared.
Yeah, it's a weird thing where an alien comes and then lives in a kid's sort of bedroom.
Yeah,
it's pretty weird.
Yeah,
I'd love an alien to visit me at the moment. Just someone else, you know.
I know you're right. Just something. Even if they are mad.
Yeah, but no, it's too early for you, Tommy. Too early, Tommy.
Yeah,
you're very early in a relationship, mate. Really early. I mean, me and my wife been together 20 years, mate, you know. You and your girlfriend, what, 3 months?
You want
and you
more
want
than
someone
an alien,
else.
Is that
sorry,
weird?
I'm not allowed to say I want an alien to visit. I'm so sorry. I didn't know that was
an amazing achievement, Husey. That's a long time. I remember when you guys got together all those years back on that radio station. That was
absolutely. Ages, our first date was at Spider-Man, a Spider-Man movie. And Darren Hinch, we ended up in the newspaper, a photo of us, which I obviously loved, and Darren Hinch talked about on his radio show and said that will never last. That's what Darren Hinch said. He did.
Why? Absolutely. Why did he make comment?
I felt like the sentiment was quite, quite,
yeah.
Yeah. common.
What like. A strange what a strange thing for Darren Hinch, the guy who most famously recently speaks out against sex offenders, and then just as a side note, Husey's relationship won't last.
I think you're just a smart man. You worked out early on that you had snagged absolute gold.
Absolutely.
And
absolutely.
It was, you were just
clung on.
Yeah, yeah, I'm absolutely no doubt about it. I mean,
you're a Klingon. and we're talking about aliens.
Tell you what, though, how's the weather?
Yeah.
The Gary and Tommy Catch Up podcast is done for the day. So now's the perfect time to get your mum a present for Mother's Day. Send your love to mum with a fragrance like Giorgio Armani C 100ml for just $149.99 from Chemist Warehouse.